You know, the theme for this month is rest in God. And if you have been following the series, or rather we started on how to enter into God's rest last Sunday. So today we want to look at some things that cause unrest, some things that will not allow us to enter into that God's rest or experience, you know, God's rest. So those are the things we will be looking at today. And God's rest has got to do with not the absence of storms, not the absence of challenges, not the absence of things not going the way we want. You know, Jesus was asleep on a pillow and they were going to the other side and there was a storm all around. The wind was blowing. The waters, the waves were, you know, billowing all over the place, but he was asleep on the pillow, right in the midst of the storm. That's the kind of rest. And, you know, the rest where within you, you have ease, you have that kind of, you are within you a place where you're not panicking, even though things are going haywire, because you know the one who is the Prince of Peace is right in the boat with you. So that's the kind of rest where every curse is removed from your life. Any bad luck, ill luck is not your portion. So that's the kind of rest we're talking about. So some things that cause unrest will be our study tonight. And you know what I like you to do? In the comment section or on Slido, you can participate. And how can you participate? You can actually give us what you think are the things that can cause unrest. You know, let's have a discussion. I will share about 8 things with us tonight. But let's see if you can come up with some things that can cause unrest. So here we go. You can put it on the comments that, yeah, just type in what if you think, maybe one word or a line that, you know, this can cause unrest and we will look at them. And welcome everybody. You might be fellowshipping or joining this live broadcast or stumbled on it by accident. You are very welcome. Esther Roman, I am here. Thank you for being here. All right. So on Slido too, I am here. Yo, yeah, I'm seeing people. Hello, it's good to be here. Hello, every, but the person didn't conclude. Ruth Gotson, when people say something that hurts my feelings, they cause unrest. Thank you very much for that contribution. Right, and there are comments on the Facebook feed, live feed. If the media team can be on the lookout, check it out. Any things people contribute. What are the things that cause unrest? All right, I'm putting Daddy AY that welcomed us earlier on the spot. Are you there, sir? Let's have a quick discussion. And
good evening, sir. Good evening, yes. Everyone.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, same here, so, sir.
I like your beard, you know.
Thank you very much, sir.
It looks like the beard of Moses. Somebody's asking, how did I know? Looks like the beard of Moses. Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's just have a word of prayer. Please keep those comments coming. Keep your contributions flowing. The things that cause unrest. The things that can cause unrest. So thank you, Ruth Gotson. You've already said, when people say something that hurts my feelings. All right, Daddy AY, let's just pray. Father, thank you tonight. There's nothing we know except what you reveal to us by your spirit. There is a spirit in man. It is your inspiration that gives understanding. We ask for inspiration tonight. We ask as we all study your word, speak clearly to us in the simplicity of your word. Lord, let your truth be revealed. Let the truth set us free. Let your word bring healing and deliverance to everyone. And Lord, I pray upon every heart and mind, Lord, give every one of us a new heart tonight. Create that heart that will be like the good ground, ready to receive the seed of your word tonight. And Lord, let our spirits, our hearts and minds be receptive, and let your word take firm root and germinate and bring forth fruit in Jesus' name. Now, Daddy AY, Jesus said something in Matthew chapter 11. Okay, Matthew chapter 11. Let me read from verse number 27, because I love the context when you read verse 27, and then you now read the next things Jesus said. Now, Jesus said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one, or rather, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Now, when you now look at the next scripture in context, it now says, come. That's verse 28, Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He now went on to tell us in verse 29, take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And look at that, and you will find rest for your souls. So Jesus said, come, I will give you rest. And he tells us in verse 29, when we take his yoke, when we learn from him, when we know how gentle, how humble, how mild he is, we will find rest. It's like when we know more of what he's about to reveal to us. But the context of what he's actually revealing to us is in that verse 27. He says, nobody knows the Father except the Son. And the Son, now, does anyone know the Father except the Son? No, he said nobody knows the Son except the Father. And then, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. So we see what Jesus is talking about, that we're going to start learning about. The more of the revelation of that we have, the more of rest we will find for our souls. Anyway, you know what? Don't miss this. Anyone joining us tonight, don't miss Sunday. I'm going to be discussing with some wonderful women about the purpose of the yoke, about burdens, and we will look at it because Sunday is Mother's Day. So we'll look at some yokes and burdens, you know, our women carry. Anyway, let's go on, sir. What do you think? What would you say? I don't know. Maybe tell us one or two things you think can cause unrest, apart from you saying the wrong things to your wife.
Yes, thank you very much, Pastor.
That was massive arrest, I tell you.
And there's, I see things are different layers. So those are the things we do, but underneath them, they have roots as well that cause us to go into unrest. So some of these things are more like the offshoot of the roots of some of the problems of us not being able to rest. And one of the ones that comes to mind readily is fear.
Fear.
If I'm afraid of what my wife is going to do if I say the wrong things, then it's going to send me into a lot of unrest. But my wife is wonderful. She likes to put my mind at rest.
She likes putting your mind at rest. I like that.
Yeah, so I'm also saying that so that I can also be at rest as well.
I hope you will find rest tonight, brother.
Yes.
I'm not going to say anything about my wife here.
So one of the things that puts us in unrest is fear. I'll give a good example. Sometimes you get a phone call, maybe from someone you've not heard from in a long time. And the first thing that comes to your mind is 3, 4, 5 things that have gone wrong. And your mind starts to play, what's happened? Is there probably a loved one in danger or something? And before you know it, you're already agitated. You've not even taken the call.
yet. It's just the fact that you saw the number, you saw the person, and all of a sudden, a lot of things come to your mind in that moment of time. And the root of it is just fear. You know, you're afraid for your loved ones, you're afraid for your friends, you're afraid of what will happen. And that, I just use that as an example. So fear is one of the roots of unrest. When we're afraid of tomorrow, we're afraid of what will happen, loss of our jobs, so many other things. So all the things that happen to us, if we look down to the bottom, you find out that it's a little bit of fear that it's there. So that's one. Another one that comes to my mind is unbelief. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, they've told us things over time, you know, especially for those of us that are God's children. We've been given promises, we've been told, oh, this is what I'm going to do for you, but I want you to trust me. You know, so that trust, when we don't have that trust for different reasons, our experience or things that happen to us that are opposite to the things that God has spoken to us, then that brings us into unrest. So you find out that many, many times when even Jesus approaches people or an angel approaches people in the Bible, the first thing they tell them is, don't be afraid.
That's right.
This is me talking. Gabriel, when he visited John, when he spoke, the Bible talks about Zechariah being a bit agitated. And, you know, Gabriel had to remind him that I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. Everything I tell you, just take it as the truth, because I'm getting this thing directly from God's presence. So those are two things. And the third one is ignorance. When you don't even know, you know, you don't even know the promise that's been given to you. So you start running helter-skelter. And a good example is Elisha and his servant. There was a day they woke up and they saw horses and chariots of the enemy that come to attack them. And the servant of Elisha was so in a state of unrest. He was so agitated. Alas, my master, what will become of us? You know, but the knowledge that Elisha had, because he had seen something that the servant hadn't seen, he was chilled. He was very quiet. And then he had to pray that God would give him the same knowledge that he had. And so when the servant was able to see what Elisha saw, so it was as calm as Elisha was. So those are three things that come to mind.
Wow. Thank you very much, sir.
So unrest, yes, sir.
Wow. Fear, unbelief, ignorance. I picked up something also from what you said, the doubt, when we start doubting God's promises. Okay. All right. Let's go and look at people's comments. Right. Thank you very much. I can see a contribution here from, Deyinka Kizo Ojoromai, right? Said, when things don't go the expected way. Thank you very much for that contribution. That definitely causes unrest, okay? And, Bright, what's up? You're laughing. Is that your contribution? You put, hey. That's enough to cause unrest, you know, when you're laughing. Okay, let me see. Yeah, Josephine is saying, so good. Thank you, sir. That contribution you made. All right, let's go on Slido. Slido, I've been corrected, you know. I get unrest when I'm corrected. You know, when I'm trying to be sure that I'm not making I'm pronouncing things the proper way. Did I get it right? Did I not get it right? You know? Okay. All right. Okay, please keep them coming on Slido. Keep your contributions coming on Facebook. Right. So like I said, I'm going to share some things with us. You've said one of them, which is unbelief. If we look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 19. Yes, thank you everyone for your contributions. Feel free to comment. Slido, again, please, if you can bring the Slido up so that people who are just joining can know the hashtag code to use. All right. Okay. So Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19, unbelief. Unbelief. It says, so we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Where could they not enter in? When you look at the context of that scripture, it was talking about entering into God's rest. Right? Verse 18 says, to whom did he swear that they would not enter into his rest, but to those who did not obey? And verse 19 says, so we see they could not enter into rest because of unbelief. So unbelief is number one there. And you know what, Daddy AY?
Yes, sir.
An interesting thing, when our brother, that Daisy was sharing at the communion last week, talking about, you know, the things he shared with us, I began to listen to what I just perceived the Holy Spirit was pointing to my attention, that, you know, we're talking about entering into rest, okay? Now, in the context of Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, Jesus said, come, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a call. So one clear way that people will get unrest or will cause serious unrest is when we don't hear that call. If you didn't hear the invitation at all, that you, God is saying, come to me. You who are agitated, come. So if you didn't hear the call, you will not, that's definitely a way you won't enter into, you won't find that rest. So, because Romans chapter 10, verse 17 is clear. Faith comes by hearing. So if we didn't hear the call, if we didn't hear that come, there's no way we will be able to enter. And there's another thing that Jesus was saying in John chapter 3. When you look at verse 3, this was in context of him when the Nicodemus came to him Nicodemusly at night. Nicodemus was a ruler, but, you know, because Jesus was seen as controversial then, but, you know, deep down in his heart, he knew that there was something different about Jesus. So he comes to Jesus and begins to ask Jesus that, look, I'm just paraphrasing, look, you're different. There's something different about you. We know, you know, he could just sense that Jesus was definitely a teacher from God. And then he was now asking that, you know, there's no way you could do these signs except God is the one who sent you. But Jesus now answers in verse 3, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, in that context, the first one is, I have here is, you know, unbelief. Second one is, you can't enter if you don't hear. If you don't hear the word of God, you're going to have unrest. If you don't hear God's promises, it's going to cause you unrest. But then, you can't enter, right, into a door, for example, that you can't see. Jesus said, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Because when you look at verse 5, he now said, I say to you, unless one is born of water of the Spirit, he cannot enter. So you can't enter what you can't see. Unless you cannot. Unless you are kidnapped or man-napped or woman-napped or something, or you're dragged in. You know, you can't see. You didn't hear. You can't enter. So these are things that I was writing now by inspiration that can cause unrest. You can't enter if you don't hear the call, if you don't see and accept and believe and respond to the call that says come. You can't enter. And you can't enter if you can't see the door. Like I said, the point of entry. And Jesus said is the door. So if we can't see Jesus, can't perceive him, you know, he's the Prince of Peace. We won't have rest. And then I've got another one here. If you look at Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 10, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 10, talks about, therefore, this is God speaking, I was angry with that generation and said they always go astray in their heart and they have not known my ways. They have not known my ways. So lack of knowledge, just like you said, ignorance. Lack of knowledge. You know, he was grieved. God was angry with that generation because they didn't know his ways. The Bible tells us that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So that's what you said earlier about, you know, ignorance. Okay. Let me pause here and see if we have more contributions online. Can you check if there are any contributions online? Yeah. Yes, Esther Roman, when I look more at the situation than the promises of God, I can be in unrest. Okay. That's right. That can cause unrest. Very true. Thank you very much, Esther Roman. That's the most scriptural lady I've ever met. Both her names are scriptural. Esther, the book of Esther, Roman, the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. Well done, Esther. Thank you very much for that.
Very complete as well because...
Sorry?
I say it's very complete. One is in the Old Testament and one is in the New Testament. So it's complete.
Wow, Revelation. Esther, so she's not only very scriptural, she's very balanced.
Yes, sir.
In the old and the new. Okay, Esther Roman, thank you. Okay, all right. Patrick David, you are watching. God bless you, sir. In that, watching all the way from his village there. What's his village called again? Okay, don't let me mention it, lest I grieve people from Cumbria. Okay, good to know you're watching. Robert Schofield, you're welcome. All right, Zipe Uriem says, when I focus on what others are doing, that can cause me unrest. When I focus on what others are doing, can cause me unrest. You know, it's one of the points I actually wrote down. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It says there, therefore, we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. It now says, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Yeah. If you are focusing on what other people are doing, and you're comparing yourself, definitely, you know, it's going to cause some rest. You know, the book, I wrote a book. Now, I don't know which one now, because I wrote those books by inspiration. The Word-Inspired Thoughts, and then the hashtag, My Golden Sense. I know in either of them, there's a thought I wrote there inspired. The first step into depression, into the road, the journey of depression, is when you start comparing yourself with other people. Let me repeat that. This is not the accurate quote. Okay, you got it there. Wow. Did we plan this? What inspired thoughts? The first step into depression is for you to start comparing yourself with other people. It's going to create unrest. You start measuring yourself. Oh, you know, with my mates are here now. This is where I am. Excuse me. Everybody's journey is unique. Everybody, your pathway, your track in life is unique. I was sharing with someone today. I said, the beauty that I found out about God is that God is never too late. And God is never too early. When God shows up, he shows up in something the Bible describes as beautiful time. Hmm. Beautiful. You know, we were discussing and the person was narrating how old they are. And, you know, you could see that that age factor was causing a bit of unrest. Maybe we should add that point. When you keep telling yourself how old you are, you are playing with unrest. God knows how old you are. God knew how old Abraham was. You know, think about it, Daddy Ewai. How old was Abraham? And he was still in his father's house. When God said, came to him, leave your father's house, Abraham. Come on. He was around 75 years old, still in his father's house. And, you know, by the time even the promise was going to be fulfilled, he was like 100 years old. You know, by this time when God gave him the child of promise. God is never late. God is never too early. So let the word of the Lord anchor your soul. Any other comments? Okay, yeah, we see. Josephine. Okay, go on, read that, sir.
Oh, okay. Which of them do you want me to read, sir? I was just going to say, in addition to what you said about Abraham, that even after the promise was fulfilled at 100, he still lived another 75 years after that 100. Yeah, so that's... Mm. And he had more children. And so,
that's right. Yes. Still had a fulfilled life.
Yes.
Never too late. All right. Can you read our Professor Jojo?
All right. So is it from Prof or do you want me to read from the Slido?
Yeah. Okay. You found someone in Slido. Okay. All right. You help us check the Slido. I'll keep focusing on the screen. Let me just read our Prof Jojo, Josephine Gazalaros. All right.
Gazalaros.
That's another scriptural name, you know. Gaza is in the Bible. Lazarus in the Bible. Let's have fun tonight, man. All right, now. I hope nobody's going to be at unrest now.
When Pastor, we Joseph is also in the Bible, Pastor.
Exactly. Another scriptural. We have lots of scriptural people here.
And it's very balanced. Right. So one is in the Old Testament and one is in the New Testament.
And one is in the New. Amazing grace.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. She says, unrest can also come when I have a misunderstanding of God's timing for specific areas and seasons of my life. That is apt. Very true. Misunderstanding of God's timing for specific areas and seasons of my life. And, you know, looking at what Josephine, our contribution there. You know, the thing with God's timing and God's seasons, it takes us actually spending time with God to get his timing. Because somebody may ask, okay, how will I know God's timing? How will I know when is God's season? I think it just comes from the place of fellowshipping with God. You know, fellowshipping. Because when you look at the people we mentioned, like Abraham, when it was time, God told him, look, Abraham, according to the time of life, Sarah is going to have a baby. So God gave him a timing and explained the season. But before then, God told him one thing, walk before me and be thou perfect or sincere. So he had walked with God. He was in God's presence and God explained the timing of that specific area of his life. So I will encourage. Thank you, Jojo, for that. Okay, let me read one more and then you can help us with the slide or do. Right, please, media team, can you display the slide or do hashtag again in case somebody's joining, just joining. So that's the hashtag. You can get onto it, 28233. Okay, Zipe Uriem. That dies it. When my will or my flesh starts fighting the spirit and word of God. When my will and flesh starts fighting the spirit and word of God, that causes unrest. Oh, no, no, no. I mustn't. This one mustn't go. This is Grandma Mujai. Shout out to you, Grandma Mujai. Grandma is not easy, man. She's now techie grandma. Okay, Grandma Oji Adekombi. Unrest also comes when commit sins willfully and unwillingly. Right? Yeah. Sin. Definitely. The act of omission and commission, you know, things we do willing, unconsciously or consciously, as long as it's not in line with the word of God, is definitely going to bring unrest. Thank you, Grandma. Okay, let's go to our Slido audience. Yes, sir. What can you see? Sir.
Yes, from the first one I have here, it says, when you sin or do something wrong and don't know what consequences or judgment to expect. So that's...
That's serious.
Another one says... Yeah.
Let me chip in. The Bible is clear about sin. It says the wages of sin is death. But the beauty is that that scripture doesn't end there. I think it's somewhere in Romans chapter 6 verse 23. I don't know. I'm gambling. If the media team can help us check. Romans 3.
Romans 6, 23.
Is this 6:23 or 3:23?
6:23.
All right, it's a Bible study. We're allowed to open our Bibles. We're allowed to Google. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So sin there tells us the consequences. It's death. And death are different levels. Death is 6:23, okay? Death there is just separation from the life of God, the eternal life we see there. So once we sin, we break that communion. We break, it's like a disconnect. So that's the consequences of when we sin, anytime we sin. That's why the Bible says we should quickly confess our sins. He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes shall obtain mercy. Confess. So, you know, quickly, so that we don't wait for the consequences. Let's confess our sins. The Bible says the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, needed to just highlight that, so that in case there's anyone watching and you've done something and it's like, you're at unrest, what's going to happen to me? The consequences. Don't wait for the consequences. Please plead the blood of Jesus. Confess, be open, and God will abundantly pardon. That's his promise to us. All right, go on, sir. Next.
Yes. The next one says that when things in my life don't seem to be going on track.
When things in my life don't seem to be going on track, that causes unrest. Thank you for that contribution. Yes. Let's go on, sir.
Someone says challenges.
Challenges. That's true. It can cause unrest. Okay, let's go on.
Psychological issues can cause unrest in one's life. In other words, one can have unrest when all is not going well as envisaged in so many ways.
Okay. Psychological issue. That person sounds like someone who studies psychology. I think with the little I know of psychology, that's when you have on psych has to do with the mind. So psychological issues, when a lot of things are going on in your mind, I guess. That's true. Thank you for that. It brings a lot of unrest when things are not going well as envisaged. All right? Yes, sir. Okay. Let's take a testimony break. Okay? Let's take a testimony break. Maybe this will bring some encouragement and rest, though we are looking at the things that cause some rest. Because I can see there's a testimony on that slide. Though, have you seen it, sir?
Yes.
Can you read the testimony out to us?
All right. Testimony. There's a project I've been working on since.
But to the glory of God, it is near completion. God is still doing beautiful and marvelous things. Glory to Him.
Thank you very much for that testimony. The person who posted that. Maybe if you can add to what you meant by, you don't need to go into the project. I believe the person is listening. But, you know, the project you've been working on since, but to the glory of its near completion. What were the challenges you were having? Did you have challenges with the project initially or something? Maybe if you can just elaborate more. Thank you for that testimony. Glory be to God. And we pray that God who began that good work with you will perfect it in Jesus' name. All right, let's go on, sir. Unrest.
Someone says, when my plans don't go the way it should, that's a reason for
unrest. Okay, that's right. When plans don't go the way it should. You know what I'm thinking, sir? At times we make plans and we have a predetermined way we believe things should go.
Yes, sir.
And when they don't go the way we think it should, we're having unrest.
That's true.
But, sir, don't you think at times we make our plans and then it's as if God will just come and scatter it?
Yes.
And make it go the way, not the way we think, but the way God plans for us. Because the Bible says the heart of a man will devise his way, but God orders the steps.
Yeah.
It's God that brings it to pass. So, well, anyway, we know that causes unrest. So, thank you for that. Yes, let's go on.
There's a good one here. When people will not mind their business, giving advice I didn't ask for.
I like that.
Then the devil will be replaying it in my head.
So unsolicited advice. It causes unrest. So please, people, stop giving advices, especially when it's not solicited. You cause a lot of unrest, you know. You know, some people like to play big brother or big sister, you know. I like that. Okay, go on, sir. Some things that cause unrest.
Yeah. Unsolicited advice. Someone says covetousness can lead us to chasing wrong desires and ultimately cause unrest.
Covetousness. You know, the Bible warns us, God warns about covetousness. You know, I found out in the Bible, I think it's somewhere in Colossians or Thessalonians, he actually tells us that covetousness is idolatry. Let me see if I can get that scripture. It's a big word, covetousness, but, you know, covetousness, let me just see it. It's idolatry. It's when you, can you help us? Because I know you're an English major. What's covetousness?
Well, to start with, it's called covetousness. So we'll start from
covetousness. It's not pronounced covetous.
That's a, yeah, so I think.
No. Wait. Daddy Ewa, are you serious?
Yes.
How do you pronounce that word?
Covetous.
Covetousness.
Yes. So it's not cheers, it's toss. So it's a
I've been calling it covetousness for years.
Yes, myself. I've been calling it covetousness for many years. So I think we're doing a Bible study, and during that we're just having a discussion, my wife and I, and then she said, are you sure this thing that you're saying is correct? So we had to go to the dictionary and use a verbal dictionary to pronounce the word correctly. So we're both shocked because both of us have been calling it covetousness for many, 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 many years. So we now just corrected that in our heads.
You are causing serious English unrest online now. You and your wife You know, somebody put an advice for you actually on Slido. It says, yes, Uncle Tayo, control your mouth. If not, no dinner for you tonight. Somebody's advising you. Excuse me, is this not part of the unsolicited advice? Anyway, thank you for that advice.
Yeah.
So watch it. All right, go on, sir.
Yeah, it's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, sir.
Yes, Colossians 3, 5. Therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is
idolatry.
My son just corrected me in the studio here. He said covetousness. Covetousness. Okay. Covetousness. Now you've caught some rest in my house now. Covetousness, all right? Which is idolatry. Okay, which is idolatry. So idolatry is anything that takes the place of God. You know, at times the things we just want, we so desire, you know, they become idols in our hearts. And we can almost do anything to, you know, we now start coveting what belongs to somebody else because it's become a, so it's idolatry. Covetousness is also idolatry. Okay. All right. Let's go on, sir.
Yes,
sir. Any more comments? Thank you, everybody. We are having fun tonight. It's Bible study. We're looking at some themes that cause unrest. Okay. And we're really having a lot of fun. Do a little bit of unrest here and there. Okay, sir. Go on.
Yes. So there's a testimony and a question, but I'll skip that for now and go to the next one, which is a comment. When people say something that hurts my feelings, causing unrest.
That's right. Yeah, the Bible talks about the tongue. The tongue is so can be unruly. The tongue can literally spark fire. So when people say things to us, that's right. Okay, let's get that testimony. We need some rest again. What's the testimony?
So the B part of the first testimony has been put there.
Okay.
So the person has said it's been an abandoned project since the summer of 2018. But during
can you read that again?
So it said.
Can you say that again? Sorry.
It's been an abandoned project. So in bracket, a building left since the summer of 2018. But during this pandemic time, God is making ways and opening doors to make finances.
Oh, wow. To God be the glory. Okay, let's quickly run. I'm mindful of our time. Thank you, everybody. This is fun. This is fun. Keep it coming. All right, is anyone we've not touched?
There's another testimony. Someone gave me something unexpected as part of what was instructed today and yesterday during the 12 p.m. prayers. I am grateful.
Wow. For those watching online, you know, we have this prayer at 12 noon, half an hour prayers here. And an instruction came that go bless someone. Just go and bless someone. So, someone is sharing a testimony that they were blessed, right? Unexpectedly.
Yes, that's true.
I hope they too bless someone in return. Is that the testimony? They bless someone and then they got an unexpected blessing. Or they should also go ahead and bless someone, okay? All right. Yeah. Anyone?
We have a question and...
All right, let's take the question quickly.
So the question is, there are two questions actually. How do we as Christians strike a balance between just trusting Him in a position of rest and constantly praying for concerning that situation?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Someone asked a similar question when we're having the 12 noon prayers. You see, striking the balance between trusting God from a position of rest and constantly praying for concerning a situation. Listen, when you are praying for or about a situation, remember, God sees our hearts. God knows our thoughts. And when we are praying, we don't come to God pretending. God knows when we're in faith. God knows when we are not in faith. God knows when our heart is rested. God knows when our heart is not rested. So if concerning that situation, your heart is not at rest, then pray. Keep praying about it and ask God to give you assurance. Because it's the word of God at the end of the day that brings our souls to rest. The Bible describes that the word is an anchor, like an anchor to our souls. When you hear God speaks to you, when you hear him speak to you concerning something that you are so worried about, I tell you, you cannot compare the rest you will have. So keep praying. That's the balance. Pray until you have rest about it. It's not unbelief to keep praying. That man was standing right before Jesus. And Jesus asked him, do you believe I will heal your son? The guy said, Lord, I believe. But you know what? Help my unbelief. There's nothing like being sincere with God and telling God as it is. It's the deep calling to the deep. Always be open and tell God the truth that is in your heart, just as it is. And he will bring his word and give you assurance. So pray until you have that rest. Okay? Just be real. Yes. Can we quickly, mindful of our time?
Yes. Before the next question, someone says, when I'm hungry, as a comment, a reason for being in unrest.
When they're hungry?
Yes.
Okay. They get restless, huh? Okay. Well, hunger for what? Hunger for food, hunger for righteousness. Okay, we get you. Thank you for that contribution. Okay, yeah.
So next question. When I'm resting, people say I'm lazy. How do I explain that I'm trusting God? Sometimes it causes me unrest.
Is it the people that cause you unrest who call you lazy? Now, our faith is personal. Let's not forget that. If God has given you peace over a matter, and you are resting based on the peace God has given you, you don't owe anybody any explanation. You don't. You know, one of the things, and I used to be guilty of it, is that I think I need to explain to people what God told me. I need to explain to people why I'm convinced about some certain line of action. Or no. Your faith is personal. So if God has given you rest, you don't need anybody to tell you whether you are at rest or not. So people calling you lazy, that's unsolicited advice. Again, yeah. Shut your ears. You know, don't listen to people. Listen to God. That's what I would say. You've got to bring yourself to a point where, you know what? God has spoken to me. I'm holding on to God. I don't need to explain this to people. When the testimony is full, then you can share your testimony and explain. We don't owe people explanations when we are walking with God. It's a personal walk. It's a straight and narrow path. You don't find many people on that pathway. People will criticize you when you are resting in God. People will criticize you when you keep believing God. When they give you advice and you are telling them you are believing God. You know, please, people, the advisors online watching, please quit that ministry. Okay? There's difference in advising and counseling. That's what I found out. The Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there is, what's the word now?
Safety.
There's safety, rest. It says counsel, not advice. There are two different things. Counsel is pointing you to God. Advice is somebody giving you their opinion. This is what I think. In the multitudes of advisors, there's confusion, sir. think about some situations in life where somebody came advise you do this, another person this way, another person that way. Multitude of advisors. No, counselors will point you to the word of God. So multitude of counselors, they will all come and be pointing you to the same thing. Where, you know, the word of God says, in the mouth of two or three, let every word be established. The counselors will point you to the same thing. Advisors will scatter your mind, telling you it's this, this. So please learn to listen to God and stay focused, please. All right. I think have we covered everything?
Yeah.
When people say something about my feelings, can we quickly check?
Yeah, so I think you have to go back to the comments to see.
Okay, let's look at the comments quickly. Mindful of our time, thank you for your time. It's all awesome tonight. Jolivia, thank you. Disbelief or lack of faith can cause unrest. Thank you for that. Yes, Jojo again. Josephine, impatience, very true, can cause unrest. Not being reconciled to God through Jesus Christ causes major unrest. God bless you, Emily Brown. You're watching. Good to see you, Flavia. Desperation, Flavia Adokoba. Desperation, when you want it quick, but it's not coming on time. Well, desperation, thank you for that. Christopher Ari, good to see you. We know who you are. You're going to bless everyone. Bless everyone, okay? You've been receiving blessing, Chris. We know you. All right. Okay, I think we're covered. Yeah. We are covered.
Just one more comment.
Okay, one more.
That says, I thank the Lord for his mercy in my life, for he always comes through, even when I think I don't deserve it. He comes through in a lot of unexpected ways. Glory.
That's right. The mercy of God is mercy over judgment. Where we deserve to be judged, God comes by his grace and shows us mercy. That should actually give us rest. See, God is not out there wanting to kill us, wanting to judge us, wanting to smash our heads with a heavenly sledgehammer. Listen, let the word you've heard tonight bring rest to your soul. One thing, in all sincerity, all the things I listed here, people have literally pointed out. So thank you, everybody, for this wonderful Bible study tonight. But one thing I want to say is that, of course, I know, Emily Brown, your comfort. I know you are comfort, Emily. Emily, comfort. Thank you for those comforting words confirming your identity. All right, strife. Getting into strife with people will cause you major, super, mega unrest. Arguments. Strife is just being opposition. You know, people just like to make their points known and disagree and agree and disagree. Trump was voted. Trump is the will of God. Trump is not the will of God. Trump is coming back. Trump is not coming back. Trump has been trumpeted out. He's trumpeting in. He's going to usher in Christ. Nonsense debate. The Bible says strife, that gender, more strife, debates, unnecessary. You are just creating unrest. We don't need that. The Bible says in James 3:16, where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. That's the King James Version. The version on the screen says, for where envy and self-seeking exist. Self-seeking, just want to make your point known. You want to prove you are always right. Nobody else is right. It says confusion and every evil thing are there. So thank you, everybody. We've come to the end. So take this advice in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. It says we should take heed. It says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you should be adding to the deceitfulness of sin. So let us continue to exhort, to encourage, to hear the word, to speak the word, to do the word, to encourage ourselves, to counsel ourselves, point people to the word of God. That's what counsel is. The Bible says counsel in the heart of a man is like deep waters. It's a man of understanding that will draw it out. And understanding here, it comes from God. As for wisdom, with all your getting, get understanding also. The Bible tells us. So thank you everyone tonight. It's been amazing. Thank you for staying until the end. And let's stay focused, looking unto Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Final word from you, Daddy Ewart. What will you say to someone, not unsolicited advice now? Yes, sir.
What I'll say is be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, which is a clear statement of you being in rest and allowing God to walk through you to bless the world around you.
Thank you very much. Okay, everyone, only look somewhere. Look unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. God bless you. Labor, like we learned last week, is to believe so that we enter into rest. When we believe, rest comes. We believe God. We believe his promises. We believe every word. God bless you. Go and do the word you've heard tonight. Good night.
Good night, sir. Good night, everybody.